Lynn Cheney took the podium to introduce her husband, but before she did, she took the opportunity to indirectly criticize John Kerry's wife. Teresa Hines Kerry had already formally apologized for making the comment that she didn't know if First Lady Laura Bush had ever held a real job. Lynn Cheney said she's glad she's gotten to know the First Lady.
She is warm and gracious. She's a librarian. She's a teacher. And she knows that raising kids is a real job.
The vice president then took the stage, set up in front of the train used in Europe by General Dwight D. Eisenhower during World War II. He immediately launched into Democratic challenger John Kerry's goose hunt in Ohio. He said the Second Amendment is more important than a photo opportunity. Cheney then blasted John Kerry for a vote last year against an additional $87 billion to fund the war in Iraq. He said Kerry only turned against the war when it appeared Howard Dean, then also a candidate for the Democratic nomination, was making gains as an anti-war candidate.
John Kerry will say and do anything in order to get elected. He will attack the Patriot Act after he voted for it. He will attack the No Child Left Behind Act after he voted for it. He will try to scare young people by raising the specter of the draft, when he knows that the only people who have supported the idea of bringing it back are two members of his own party. Nobody but a couple of Democrats wants to change the all-volunteer force because it's the finest military the world has ever known.
Many young people were at the campaign rally, including a group of fourth graders from Wrightstown. Bush-Cheney rallies attract protesters just as Kerry Edwards' speeches do. Outside the Railroad Museum, supporters of the Republican administration walked a gauntlet of protesters, counting down the number of days before the election. In 12 more days, the streets of places like Ashwaubenon will be quieter. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.
12 more days!